This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program, and the program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued the advisory to all the media channels to refrain from showing the live coverage of the anti-terrorist operations of the movement of security forces in the interest of the national security. The ministry said in the media that the digital platforms and the individuals play a vital role in safeguarding the national security. All the media platforms, including the news agencies and the social media users, have been advised to exercise with utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to these existing laws and the regulation while reporting on matters concerning defense and other security-related operations. The Union Home Ministry has handed over the investigation of Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigative Agency, the NIA. Sources said that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team has visited the terror attack site. The Delhi government has extended the deadline for the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pahalgam terror attack from 26 April to the 29th of this month. Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all the citizens to help identify the Pakistan nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered condolences to the bereaved family members of the people killed in the road accident in Nuh district of Haryana. The Prime Minister also wished for the speedy recovery of the people injured in the incident, assuring that the state government would provide the necessary assistance. At least 7 people were killed and several others injured, while the speeding pickup van lost control and rammed into them while they were cleaning a stretch in the Delhi-Mumbai expressway near Ibrahim Bas village, Firozpur, Jirka in Nuh district. The Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and the online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet has approved this scheme with the funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the election supply chain. The guidelines have been formulated with the intense industry consultation. And the scheme will be open to receive the application from the first of the next month through the online portal.
Please set up design teams, because this is just the beginning of the electronics industry's growth. What you are going to see in the next 5 years will be phenomenal change. If you are not prepared for it, you will be left out. So set up design teams, get the latest design tools, make sure that you continuously strive to do backward integration.
The Union Minister of Textile, Giriraj Singh, has inaugurated the newly built Jute Baders Association Hall at the Kolkata Jute House. Referring to the renovation of the 170th-year-old heritage building, the minister said that the building is part of the glorious jute industry in India. On the sidelines of the function yesterday, he interacted with the members of the association that were apprised of various issues related to this industry. In IPL T20 cricket, the Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared the points after the crucial match was abandoned due to the incident, rain and thunderstorm at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Batting first, the Punjab scored 201 for 4 in 20 overs. Chasing the target, Kolkata was 7 for no loss in 1 over when the rain stopped play. In today's fixture, Mumbai Indians face Lucknow Super Giants and Mumbai at 3:30 p.m. while the Delhi Capitals take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.